sure you get there with me. If you need a minute, go ahead and start touching yourself now. Just let me know when, okay? She slid her fingers between their bodies, and he could tell when she touched her clitoris. There was an immediate burst of satisfaction in her eyes. They went dreamy and hazy, cloudy with desire.
Go now, she whispered.
Be sure, Josie. This isn't going to last. She nodded, her face already strained with her impending orgasm. It was like setting the bloodhounds free. He withdrew, enjoying the sensuous slide from her body. Then he slammed forward and began thrusting hard and deep, faster, harder. His eyes rolled back in his head. He'd never felt anything so goddamn good in his life. A roar began in his ears. His blood thundered through his veins. Josie went dim in front of him, and the room faded as agonizing pleasure bloomed, unfurling like a tightly closed bud in the first rays of spring sunshine.
Jesus, he gritted out. This is going to kill me.
Me too, she gasped. Oh God, Ash, don't stop, please.
The hell that's happening. He pounded into her, the force of his thrusts shaking the entire bed. Her breasts jiggled enticingly, her nipples so hard and beaded that it looked painful. But then hell, he was banging away at her like some rutting pig. Need splintered through him. Razor sharp, his orgasm swelled and boiled low, gathering in his balls and then shooting straight up his cock, exploding outward in a painful spurt. He wasn't breathing. He was just thrusting, riding the wave, immersing himself in her warm clasp over and over.
Josie, he whispered, her name nearly a groan. I'm with you, Ash.
Her words cut the last thread, and he spiraled downward like a snowflake in the wind, crazy, fluttering madly, his entire body sizzling like a blown fuse. Hell, he probably had blown a few circuits. His mind was mush, completely overtaken, sated, satisfied. He collapsed down on her, no longer able to keep his weight off her. He lay there, gasping for breath, her body beneath his. For a long moment he remained there, but he knew he was smothering her, and he also had to get rid of the damn condom. He couldn't wait to have her bareback. He'd stay inside her all damn night. They'd wake up a sticky, wet mess, but he didn't give two fucks. He wanted his cum in her and on her. Levering himself upward, he kissed her forehead and then smoothed the hair from her face before kissing her lips.
Was that good for you? He asked.
If it was any better, I'd be dead, she said ruefully. He smiled and then got up just long enough to discard the condom, then he crawled back into bed, pulling her into the shelter of his body.
Think I could go back to sleep for a while, he murmured.
Mm-hmm, she agreed.
Then let's sleep. I'll arrange something for us to eat when we wake up.
She snuggled deeper into his embrace and then threaded her leg through his so his was looped over hers.
Works for me, she whispered.
Chapter 13
I want you to wear my collar, Josie,
Ash said in a low voice. She turned in his arms, surprised at the blunt declaration. The two were stretched out on Ash's couch, a lazy morning after their lovemaking and short nap earlier. After they'd woken up again, Ash had brought her breakfast in bed, and then he'd taken her into the bathroom, where he'd washed every inch of her skin and hair in the shower. He'd dried her, brushed out her hair, and then wrapped one of his robes around her before taking her into the living room, where they'd been on the couch ever since. Ash stared intently at her, as if gauging her response. His gaze flickered over her face and then back up to hold her eyes.
No, you wore Michael's. Also, no, it didn't mean a damn thing. It means something to me, Josie. I want it to mean something to you, too.
Okay, she whispered.
I want to choose it especially for you. I don't have it yet, but I will. And when I get it, I want you to wear it. Will you do that for me?
She nodded. Already imagining wearing his jewelry, the knowledge of what it would mean to him alive in her mind.
Got a lot of other things to talk about today, he continued. A lot we need to work out. I'd rather get it all out today so we can move on knowing what we need to know, and you'll know what you need to know. Okay, Ash. I'm ready.
He squeezed her arms, satisfaction brimming in his eyes.
Means a lot for you to trust me. Especially after what happened with that prick. I won't ever hurt you like that, Josie. You may not know it right now, but you'll know it soon.
I know you won't hurt me, she said, lowering her mouth to his.
I trust you, Ash. I do. I'm not just saying that. You have to know how hard this is for me, but I'm good with my decision. I know it's the right one. You don't have to prove that to me.
Yeah, I do, he refuted. Every day. I have to show you every day what you'll mean to me. That's on me. And we'll get there. This, you, are important to me. I'm going to make sure you know that at all times.
She leaned in, laying her head on his shoulder, her body settling over his.
He felt so good, so solid and strong. He didn't have to work at making her feel safe. She did feel safe, just being close to him.
First thing we need to talk about is medical exams and birth control.
She lifted her head back up, one eyebrow raised in question.
I don't want to use condoms, not with you. I want to be able to come inside you, on you. In order for us to do that, you need to have an alternate method of birth control, and we also both need tests so we know we're both clean. Although, I'll tell you now, Josie, not sure what you did with Michael, but I use condoms. Never haven't. And it's been a while for me. Not since...
He broke off and shook his head.
That will come in a bit.
She cocked her head to the side.
What will come?
The circumstance surrounding the last time I had sex with a woman, Ash said in a serious tone. I'll get to that. But right now, there are other things we need to get settled.
The way he said it made her concerned. Her brow furrowed, and he reached up, curling his hand around her nape to pull her down so his lips settled against her forehead.
Michael and I used condoms, she said quietly. He's the only man I've been with in 2 years. And I'm already on birth control.
You good with my word, or you want a copy of my last medical exam?
He asked. She frowned, wondering if this was some kind of a test. If she said she wanted a copy of his medical report, would it seem that she didn't trust him? Was he asking her if she trusted him this far? But if she didn't ask for it, if she said his word was good enough, that was taking a huge leap. And her life was too important to take those kinds of risks.
I'd like the copy, she said.
He nodded, seemingly unbothered by her request.
I'll make sure you get it this afternoon.
What about me?
She asked.
Do you want me to be tested? The last time I saw a doctor was 3 months ago. Obviously, I've had sex since then.
I'll arrange it for this afternoon.
Her eyes widened.
I can't get an appointment with my doctor that quickly.
We'll use mine. He'll see you, Ash said confidently.
She nodded.
Now we need to discuss our arrangement here, at this apartment.
Okay.
She hadn't meant it to sound hesitant. But things seemed much simpler in the abstract. Now that they were actually hashing out specifics, she was nervous and on edge.
No way to do this except to be blunt, Ash said, his voice soothing. I know you're nervous, but we'll talk it out and then deal.
She took a deep breath and then nodded.
This apartment is not convenient to public transportation.
Which is just as well, because I'd prefer having the security of knowing you're safe when you leave here. Which means that my driver will take me to work in the mornings and pick me up in the afternoons. Between those times, he'll return here and be at your disposal. But, and this is not me being a controlling asshole, I want to know where you go, when you go, and I want to know you're safe while you're doing it. Now, we need to sort your apartment out and get what you need from there. You'll move it here, whatever you need. I have an office and extra bedrooms. You can use whatever space you like to paint or draw. I thought the living room might be the best choice simply because you'll have more light, and you'll have the view of the river.
She felt lightheaded, like everything around her was moving at the speed of sound while she stood stock still, trying to take it all in.
I want and need you to be flexible, because when I get home every day, I want you here. Which means that I'll stay in touch with you, and you'll do the same with me.
My schedule varies. Some days I'll be home early, and those days I'll let you know. Others, I'll be late. If I travel, and I don't have immediate travel plans, I'm going to want you with me. Is that something you can deal with? She sucked in a breath and then smiled shakily.
Do I have a choice?
He paused a moment. No. Those are my expectations.
Well, then I suppose I'll be home when you are, she said lightly.
He breathed out, his shoulders dipping slightly in relief, as though he'd expected her to refuse. She wondered what he would have done if she had balked, tossed her out, or would he have tried to reach a compromise? He'd readily admitted his need of her. He wanted her, no doubt, but how inflexible was he, really? She was curious, but she wasn't ready to push back. Not yet. Not over something she had no real issue with. If and when the time came when he posed something she couldn't embrace, then she would test the boundaries of their newly forming relationship.
Just so I understand your expectations, you basically want me here when you are, or where you are, and you want me to tell you where I'm going and when and where, and you want me to check in with you frequently.
It didn't sound that demanding to her. It sounded reasonable. She didn't want him worrying about her, didn't want to be a distraction for him. If he worried, and it was obvious he did, she wanted to do whatever she could to alleviate that stress.
Yes,
he said, his eyes growing more intent.
But Josie, you need to understand. You make it sound light. It's not. I will be pissed if you flake.
This isn't an, oh, sorry, I completely forgot to tell you where I was going thing, and laugh it off. I expect you to tell me everything.
Okay, Ash, she said quietly. I get it.
He nodded. Now, there are things you need to know about me. I don't want this shit coming up later and surprising you or making you feel awkward. It's better if you know everything from the start so you can deal and it doesn't become an issue down the road. She lifted an eyebrow. He sounded so serious, like he was about to drop some earth-shattering bomb on her. She wanted to joke and ask him if he was about to admit to being an axe murderer, but he was too serious and he wouldn't appreciate her attempt at levity, so she remained silent, waiting for what he had to say. He shifted upward, grimaced a moment, and then leaned forward so he could shove a cushion between his back and the arm of the sofa. She sat forward so he had room, but then he promptly snaked an arm around her waist and pulled her solidly back to him so she was once more nestled against his body.
Any serious conversation we have is going to be with you in my arms, so I'm touching you, he said. Never you across the room from me. That is not going to make me happy. Warning you now that if you get pissed and we're having a discussion, you won't be putting distance between us.
She smiled against his chest and nodded. That sounded fine to her. One of the things she had disliked the most about Michael was his aloofness when it came to her. The distance, emotional distance, between them. Michael was more of a sit-down-across-the-room-from-each-other-and-discuss guy. For that matter, the only time he ever touched her was when they were having sex. He wasn't demonstrative or affectionate, and Ash couldn't seem to keep his hands off her for 2 seconds. She liked that. She liked it a lot.
Is this going to be a serious discussion? She asked, no longer able to keep the teasing note from her voice.
There was no doubt that Ash radiated seriousness today, and it was starting to feel suffocating. She needed to lighten the moment, even if for a brief second. It wasn't in her nature to take everything so seriously, and Ash was an intense guy. Maybe he'd eventually lighten up around her, or maybe he'd always be this broody when it came to her. His hold tightened around her.
Yeah, it's serious. Everything about me and you is serious. I get that this seems heavy, especially today when we hash it all out. It won't always be this intense. But today, yeah. Need to get whatever out that has the potential to hurt you, because that I will not allow going forward.
Her brow furrowed again, and she pushed up so she could see his eyes, so serious and intent, on her, watching her every reaction.
What is it, Ash? She asked. What is it you think is going to hurt me?
He sighed. Don't know if it will or not, but it could.
If you don't understand it from the start. I just don't want you blindsided. If you're prepared and you know everything, then it doesn't have the power to catch you off guard.
She reached up to touch his jaw, running her fingertips over the slight stubble. He hadn't shaved this morning, and the dark blonde formed a shadow on his jaw.
Then tell me. I'll understand.
He caught her hand and kissed it, pressing his mouth into her palm. Jace Crestwell is my best friend. He and Gabe Hamilton. But Jace, we share a bond. Gabe is my best friend, no doubt. But Jace and I have always had a closer friendship. He's my brother in every sense of the word. I trust him. He has my back and I have his. Always. We used to share everything. And by that I mean women. I've had a lot of threesomes over the years with Jace. Her brow crinkled, her eyebrows bunching as she stared into his eyes. And to think she'd been worried that she'd be expected to share him with other women. This she hadn't expected. She couldn't imagine, as possessive as Ash had been with her so far, that he'd want her to have sex with another man while he watched or participated. Furthermore, it wasn't something she wanted.
Is that something... I mean, is that what you'll want to do with me? Share me with another man?
Fuck no. The denial was explosive, the words rushing from his mouth in a puff of air she felt on her chin. Relief hit her hard, and she relaxed, waiting for him to continue.
I didn't get it then, he muttered, how Jace was with Bethany. I didn't understand it. But I do now. You're losing me, she said patiently. I don't understand what you're talking about.
As I said, Jace is my best friend. He's involved with Bethany. They're engaged. We'll see them a lot. I want to share you with them. Their friendship, I mean. They're important to me, and you're important to me. So we'll spend time with them. And what you need to know is that in the beginning, the first night that Jace and Bethany were together, I was with them. Her eyes widened. Do you still have... threesomes? With them? Ash shook his head. Hell no. Jace didn't want it the first time. I didn't know it at the time. It's fucked up and complicated, but what you need to know is that I've had sex with Bethany. And you'll see her. And Jace. And I don't want it to be awkward for you. It was awkward as hell the first few times we were all together after that night. But we're cool with it now. Bethany's cool with it, and so is Jace. It's not something that gets brought up, but it's there. And I don't want it to hurt you when you look at her and know that I've had sex with her. Because there's nothing there, Josie. Nothing but deep friendship. Bethany's a great woman. I think you'll like her. But she is no threat to you.
I understand, she said quietly. I appreciate you telling me. Being upfront with me about it.
I can see how it would be awkward, especially if I didn't know and somehow put my foot in my mouth in front of them. His gaze focused on her, studying her intently. Is that going to be a problem with you? Spending time with a woman I've fucked and that I care a great deal about?
Not if you tell me it shouldn't be a problem for me.
He shook his head.
No, it's not a problem.
Like I said, I didn't get where Jace was coming from then. His possessiveness where Bethany was concerned. We'd never had a woman come between us like that. There'd never been one who mattered. But I get it now because I know I don't want to share you with anyone, and especially not my best friend, even if he was single and not in a relationship. And as for other men, that is not something you ever have to worry about. I've had threesomes with Jace and another woman, a hell of a lot of times, I won't lie. We've fucked our way through countless women over the years. It's not something I'm proud of, but it's not something I lose sleep over either. It is what it is. But there will be no threesomes with you, Josie. It's only going to be you and me. I'm going to be the only man making love to you from now on. It all sounded so final, and yet she knew they were just words. How could they be anything else? They'd known each other such a short time, They'd only had sex once. And he was talking like this was a done deal. That they were permanent and in a committed relationship long term. While she didn't doubt his commitment, or even her own, there was no way she could look down the road with any authority. There were too many what-ifs.
Now tell me what you're thinking, he prompted.
She smiled.
I'm not sure how you expected me to react, Ash. Did you think I'd change my mind because you've had kinky sex with a bunch of women? You're what, 35, 36? It's not realistic to think you hadn't had affairs.
I'm 38, almost 39, he corrected.
Okay, well, so you're 38. I've just told you that I had a relationship, and sex, with a man as recently as a few weeks ago. I can hardly condemn you for having similar relationships.
But we won't be seeing the man you fucked, Ash pointed out.
She sighed. I won't say it'll be fun to look at her and mentally compare our performance, or even imagine you and your friend both making love to her, but I'll deal, Ash.
And if she's as nice as you say she is, then I'll like her, and hopefully we can be friends. I'll just have to not torture myself by visualizing you in bed with her.
It was only one time, he said gruffly. Don't want you thinking about it at all when we get together. Because know this, Josie, no matter who was in the past, you're my present and my future, and those women have nothing on you.
A smile curved her lips, and she leaned in, pressing her forehead to his.
I'll do my best not to think about it at all, then.
Good.
Now, it's almost lunchtime, and we still need to sort out your apartment. Want to go grab a bite to eat and then swing by your apartment so you can get all your art supplies? If you make a list of stuff while we're there, I'll have someone go over and get it all packed for you. Don't want you worrying about anything other than settling into my place.
That sounds fine to me, she said.
He kissed her hungrily.
We'll see the others in time, but for now, I want you all to myself. I'm tempted to call into work Monday and spend the week with you.
Her heart fluttered. It was a tempting visual. An entire week in Ash's bed.
In his arms.
Unfortunately, with Gabe on his honeymoon and the deals we have working, Jace and I can't miss.
I understand, she said easily. I have work to do, too.
Like the idea of you working in my space, he murmured.
When I'm at the office, you'll be here. I like that image. And then you here when I get home, wearing nothing, Josie.
I'll call you when I'm on my way home each day, and when I get here, I want you naked and waiting, unless I tell you different. That's the way I want it.
Okay, she whispered.
Chapter 14. Jace was waiting for Ash when Ash got into his office Monday morning. Not that Ash had any doubt his friend would be chomping at the bit to pick his brain after Ash's late-night phone call Saturday night. Jace was sitting in Ash's office when Ash walked in. Jace's worried gaze found him.
You got everything sorted out? Jace asked, not even giving Ash time to sit down.
Ash tossed his briefcase onto his desk and then flopped down into his chair, glancing over at his friend, whose eyes were dark with concern.
I'm working on it, Ash murmured. Made a few calls on my way into work. Need to get a man on the asshole, monitor his movements, figure out the best time to strike.
Jesus, Jace muttered. You serious about this?
Ash's eyebrow went up. There was a stack of notes on Ash's desk, missed calls that needed returning, documents that needed his signature, but he left them untouched, leaning back in his chair as he calmly surveyed Jace across his desk.
Have I given you any reason to believe I'm anything but dead serious? He hurt her, Jace. He put bruises on her face. No way in fuck I'm letting it go. She was too scared and shocked to report it. But I'm glad she didn't because I can make the bastard suffer far more.
He would have been out of jail in 2 seconds, and it's doubtful anything would have come of it. You know how this kind of shit gets brushed underneath the rug, especially when you have the money and connections to make it go away.
He has all that?
Jace asked.
Some, yeah. No match for me, though.
I'm going to make damn sure he gets the message. Josie is mine, and if he ever fucks with her again, he's a dead man.
How is Josie taking all of this? Jace asked quietly.
Ash paused.
Okay, I think.
I didn't really give her time to process much. When I hit her apartment after bailing on dinner Friday night, I didn't give her any options.
I packed her shit up and told her she was moving in with me. It was an asshole move. She needed gentle handling, but I knew if I gave her space, she might never come to me. So I pressed my advantage when she was overwhelmed and shaken, and I moved in quick. A smile quirked the corners of Jace's mouth.
You? Asshole moves? Aren't you supposed to be the charming, nice guy? Thought being an asshole was mine and Gabe's job.
Ash grimaced. Why the fuck does everyone think I'm such a laid-back pansy?
Jace snorted. Never said that, man. But you're usually Mr. Polished when it comes to women. Never known you to be off your game.
The other women didn't matter, Ash said simply. Josie does. Can't afford to play it safe with her. Have to press my advantage when I have it.
Jace took in a long breath, his gaze intently studying Ash. After a moment, Ash shifted uncomfortably underneath his friend's scrutiny.
Are you thinking long-term here? Jace asked.
You say she's different, and already I've seen just how different you are about her. You're talking about breaking the law and doing God only knows what to the asshole who beat her up, but just how different are we talking here, Ash?
Think about how you felt when you met Bethany, Ash said in an even tone.
Shit, Jace breathed. Say no more. I get it. And congrats, man. Never thought it would happen for you this fast. You've always been so determined to live by our motto, play hard and live free.
Yeah, well, so were you, Ash said dryly. And don't congratulate me yet. Too much shit to sort out, and while I may have Josie where I want her right now, it's definitely not in the bag. But knowing how I felt about Bethany, and you saying it's like that, you're done for, man.
If you feel even half what I felt for Bethany in the beginning, this is it for you. And knowing you the way I know you, if Josie is what you want, you're damn well not going to let her go.
Fuck no, Ash muttered. If she's not with me for the long term, it'll be because she fought me tooth and nail and won. And I don't lose.
You thinking marriage? Absolute commitment? What are we talking here, Ash? I need to know so I can give you shit after all the insults you hurled mine and Gabe's way when our balls were twisting in the wind over Bethany and Mia.
Ash flipped up his middle finger.
I don't know yet. Marriage is a big step. It's permanent. And it's too early to be thinking about marriage and babies and shit. All I can focus on is Josie and making sure she's as into me as I'm into her.
Jace nodded. Yeah, I get it. But just so you know, I'm going to start planning that bachelor party now.
Ash chuckled. Whatever, man.
Jace's expression grew more serious, and he leveled a hard stare in Ash's direction.
Now what about the man who hurt Josie? You said you needed an alibi, and you know I'll do whatever you need, but I need details here. Can't say visiting you at Riker's is on my top 10 list of shit to do for kicks and giggles.
Ash sighed and ran a hand through his hair. I'm checking into it, as I said. But I want to move quickly on this. I want to get Josie settled, and part of that is me knowing that this asshole won't be threatening her anymore. I got some preliminary info on him and his movements. He's pretty predictable, keeps to the same schedule. If that holds true, then I plan to address the situation Friday night.
Jace's eyes narrowed, and he sat forward in his seat.
You as in you personally? Or are you having the issue taken care of by a third party?
Both, Ash said, taking in his friend's reaction.
Jesus, Ash, don't fuck up, man. I doubt Josie wants to visit you in jail any more than I do.
Not going to be an issue, Ash said evenly. The guys I have in mind are good. Cover all the bases. They'll swear they don't know me, and I'll swear I don't know them. Don't want to put you in a bad position and definitely don't want Bethany involved, so I'd prefer if my alibi was only you and not the two of you together.
Jace nodded. Yeah, you know I don't mind going to the wall for you. Ever. But I don't want this touching Bethany. And whatever you need, man. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Appreciate it, Jace.
Let me know, okay? Don't keep me in the dark. I want details, and if you get into trouble, you better fucking call me. Don't do this alone, got me? If you can't arrange it with whatever men you plan to hook up with for the job, then you call me and I'll go with you.
Ash grinned.
Yes, Mother. Want to wipe my ass for me while you're at it?
Fuck you, Jace said rudely.
Ash chuckled and then sobered as he stared back at Jace.
Don't want this touching Bethany or you. You providing me an alibi is enough. It's more than I want to ask of you. I'd never do anything to jeopardize your relationship with Bethany.
Yeah, I know.
But also know that you're my brother, Ash. Your family. Not those shitheads you share blood with. Me and Gabe, and by extension, Mia and Bethany. Don't care what I have to do to help you. I'll do it. No questions asked.
Christ, man, stop it already, or we'll be a bunch of pansy-ass girls reaching for the fucking tissues.
Jace threw back his head and laughed. Okay, now that we have that squared away, when do I get to meet Josie?
Ash huffed out a breath.
Soon. I want you and Bethany both to meet her. After I get this shit with her ex taken care of, then I can breathe a little easier. Maybe we can have dinner Sunday night.
Jace nodded.
Sounds good to me.
She knows about Bethany.
Ash made a face.
I told her everything.
Didn't want it to catch her off guard. Not that I think it would ever come up, but I didn't want to take any chances.
Jace winced.
How'd she take it? I can see how that would be awkward as hell when we're all together, especially now that she knows.
She was cool about it.
I doubt any woman loves the idea of hanging with a woman her man slept with in the past, but I assured her that you had no intention of ever sharing Bethany with anyone ever again, and that furthermore, I wasn't going to be involved in any threesomes, and I sure as hell wouldn't want to have a threesome with her and another guy.
Jace scowled.
Fuck no, I'm not sharing Bethany with anyone. Bad enough there was that one time with you.
Ash held up his hands. Don't get all worked up. I didn't bring it up to piss you off. I just wanted you to know that Josie knows. I was straight with her about everything regarding my sexual history.
Bet that took a while, Jace said dryly.
About as long as it took you to explain to Bethany, Ash shot back.
Touché, Jace said with a grin. Then he stood, heading toward the door. If that's everything, I'm going to get to work. I have calls to make and a conference call in half an hour. You got lunch plans?
Ash checked his watch.
No, but I plan to head home early today. Didn't like leaving Josie on her own so quickly after I got her moved in. I had people bringing her shit over to my apartment, and I told her I'd help her sort it all out when I got home. So I'll probably skip lunch, get my desk cleared, and then head out around 2.
Jace nodded.
Okay, keep me posted, especially about Friday night. We need to get our stories straight.
Will do, Ash replied.
Chapter 15. Josie put down her paintbrush and scrambled to wipe her hands before picking up her ringing cell phone. They shook slightly as she saw it was Ash calling. A flutter began in her belly, rising up into her throat.
Hello?
I'm on my way home.
Ash's simple words sent a tingle down her spine.
Okay, she murmured. I'll be ready.
Good. You didn't forget then?
No, she said softly. I know what your expectations are.
He paused.
But is it what you want, Josie? Or are you only catering to my desires?
I want it too, Ash. I'm a little nervous, but it's because this is all new and we're still getting to know each other. But I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be.
No matter what kind of woman you think you hustled to your apartment, I'm not her. I'm not weak or spineless. Granted, I didn't handle the situation with Michael like I should have, but I'm not easily walked over. He chuckled, the sound warm and vibrant in her ear.
I never thought for a moment that you were weak or spineless, baby. It takes a strong woman to take on a man like me. Never doubt that.
A broad smile attacked her face, and her belly clenched in delight at the soft endearment. It wasn't the first time he'd called her baby, and she loved it then. There was something about this man's voice softening, the tenderness when he used the pet word, that made her heart skip a few beats.
I need to go if I'm going to be ready for when you get here, she said. I don't want to disappoint you on your first day home to me.
There was another pause, and then his voice low and sweet, sending a brisk thrill coursing through her veins.
You won't disappoint me, Josie.
Don't want you thinking that. Don't even want it in your head.
If you're there when I get home, naked and waiting for me, I'm not going to be disappointed. I've looked forward to it all day. I'll let you go so you can get ready. See you soon. Bye, she whispered.
As soon as she ended the call, she surged to her feet, frowning when she saw the scattered supplies all over his living room. She knew his housekeeper was coming in the morning, but she didn't want to be an added burden. For that matter, all her stuff was in boxes, neatly stacked against the living room wall. She hadn't bothered unpacking them yet because she'd wanted to work, eager to get more of her paintings to the art gallery. Hopefully Ash wouldn't be annoyed at the mess and at the chaos she'd brought into this immaculately kept apartment. She rushed to the bathroom, wondering if she had time for a quick shower, but she'd taken one this morning. She was clean. Just her hands and her arms had paint splatters, and she could clean those off in short order. Still, she paid careful attention to her appearance. She brushed out her long, blonde hair and surveyed her reflection in the mirror. No makeup today, but then she rarely wore more than lip gloss and mascara. Satisfied that she didn't look an absolute mess, she went into the bedroom and stripped out of her clothing. She folded the jeans and the shirt, not knowing if she'd dress afterward or if Ash would keep her occupied until bedtime. She'd tackle that particular issue when the time came. But what now? Did she wait in the bedroom? Should she sit in the living room and wait for him there? She frowned pensively. They hadn't gone over the particulars, just that he wanted her naked and waiting for him. He'd been specific in that he didn't want her to kneel unless he wanted her there because she was sucking his cock. Her cheeks flamed in remembrance of that statement. Michael had liked her to kneel, liked her subservience. At the time, it hadn't bothered her. It was a part of their relationship, one she'd readily agreed to. Now, she felt foolish for offering the jerk her submission. She walked into the living room, deciding this was where she'd wait for him. He'd liked the idea of coming home and finding her naked and waiting, which told her that he'd probably like to see her as soon as he walked in. If he had to look for her, then she wasn't waiting for him very well. And she liked the idea of being the first thing he saw when he got off the elevator. Since she wasn't going to kneel, she opted for the plush leather couch, but she put one of the throws down so it would be comfortable against her bare skin. And then she pondered over whether she should sit up, recline. Laughter bubbled from her throat. She was so overthinking this. She was an artist, and visuals appealed to her. She knew all about provocative poses, and Ash would appreciate one of those, surely. She wanted to wow him the first time he came home to her. Warmth entered her chest as those words settled over her, coming home to her. How easily she fell into his life, his apartment, and adopted it as her own. Was she really considering this home now? And that she had a man coming home to her every day? Not deliberating over whether she was crazy for entertaining such thoughts, she settled onto her side, arranging her hair to hang over her shoulder, partially obscuring her breasts. It wasn't that she had any inhibitions, but less was often more. Men responded to what they couldn't see, often as much or even more than what they could see. It was what made her paintings provocative, the hint of flesh, just a glimpse of the forbidden. She rested her head against the arm of the couch and let her gaze drift toward the elevator door. Her skin tingled, anticipation licking over her body as she imagined what Ash would choose to do when he got home. Arousal hummed low in her body. She was tempted to slide her fingers between her legs and stroke herself to a quick orgasm. It wouldn't take much. She was worked up just thinking about Ash's arrival, but she didn't want to take away from whatever he planned. So she waited, each second seemingly an hour. When she heard the elevator, her breath hiccuped and stuck a moment in her throat. Her mouth went dry, and she hastily licked her lips just as the doors slid open, revealing Ash in the suit he'd worn to work. One hand shoved into his slacks pocket, his pose casual and arrogant. He exuded wealth, charm, and power. She shivered as their gazes met and held. His eyes burned over her, flaring when he took in her pose. Appreciation gleamed, and she was glad she'd opted for seductive instead of just sitting and waiting. He strode toward her, his jaw tight, eyes blazing. She lifted her head, tracking his progress.
Hello, she said huskily, and welcome home.
He surprised her by dropping to his knees in front of the couch. He swept in and fastened his mouth to hers in a heated rush that took her breath away. His hand tangled in her hair, yanking her closer so there was no space between them.
Fucking beautiful, he growled. Been thinking about this all day. Me coming home, seeing you waiting. But nothing could have prepared me for the reality.
He traced a finger down her cheek, stroking gently as he sucked in breaths to catch up from their kiss.
Really glad you're here, Josie.
I'm glad too, she murmured.
Had a dozen different ideas on the way home, thinking of how I'd take you when I got here. The minute I saw you, I forgot everything but the way you look perched on my couch.
I'd love to hear all those ideas. I'm intrigued now.
He smiled, his eyes gleaming with amusement.
Some of them are probably illegal.
Even better.
He laughed, low and husky, the sound vibrating over her skin.
I like your enthusiasm.
Should we write them all down and draw one out of a jar to decide how we have sex?
She asked with a grin.
Or can I count on you to be decisive in the matter?
My darling is being cheeky today, he drawled. I might have to punish you for that.
Heat rushed into her cheeks. One of his eyebrows lifted.
You like that idea?
She cleared her throat, unsure of what to say. Ash had said he wasn't into games. Wasn't her playing the naughty submissive to earn a punishment a game? Ash's gaze narrowed, and he slid his fingers underneath her chin, forcing it upward so she met his gaze.
What the hell are you thinking right now?
She sighed.
It's silly, I guess. I was worried about how to respond to that, and how it would make me sound if I did say that the thought of you punishing me turned me on. You said you weren't into games and you wanted to keep it real.
He brushed his thumb over her lips to silence her.
First of all, never ever hesitate to tell me anything, especially what turns you on, what you want, what you need from me, sexually, emotionally, whatever. Second thing, your desires aren't a game. I get that what I said may have caused some confusion. What I meant was that you and me, we're real, not a game. Doesn't mean we can't play together, as long as you get that what we do is real.
Clear as mud, Josie said, amusement thick in her voice.
We haven't talked about punishment. Have to tell you, I'm not much into the discipline thing. I'm not your father, and you're not a child. But there are things I like, and there's a big difference between thinking you need punishing and me wanting to redden your ass because it turns me on. Get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, she said breathily. I'm guessing that idea appeals to you, too.
She nodded. I like it. I mean, it's a turn-on. There's something hot about a mouth-watering alpha male spanking me, or exerting his will over me. That probably sounds stupid.
Ash sighed.
You're not getting me, baby. Nothing you think or feel is stupid, understand? If it turns you on, then it's not stupid. If it turns you on, I want to know about it because I want to bring you pleasure. I want to make you feel good. Now, what I want at this exact moment is you on your knees, my dick in your mouth. But after, we're going to have a discussion about your kinks, and mine for that matter. Hopefully they'll match up pretty damn well.
She swallowed and licked her lips in anticipation. He groaned, and then pressed his mouth to hers, devouring her hungrily.
You drive me crazy,
he said into her mouth.
Good, she whispered.
He reared back, pushing up to his feet. Then he extended his hand down to help her up. After reaching over for one of the pillows from the couch, he dropped it onto the floor and then urged her down on her knees on the cushion. His hand went to his fly, unfastening it and then lowering the zipper. He reached in, pulled his straining erection from the confines of his pants, and fisted it as it jutted forward toward her mouth.
Lick it, he rasped out. Tease the head and then suck me deep.
She flicked out her tongue, circling the broad head and teasing the sensitive underside. She loved the way he sucked in his breath and the way it escaped in a long hiss in reaction. His fingers delved into her hair, twisting around the strands before his knuckles came to rest against her scalp. His hold wasn't gentle, and she liked that. With his other hand, he cupped her jaw, opening her mouth as he pushed inside. His thrusts weren't any more gentle than his grip in her hair, and she loved that too. She loved the raw power barely restrained underneath the surface. He was like a lion poised to pounce, all predatory, delicious male. She levered up higher so she could take him deeper. She wanted him deeper, wanted his taste. Loved the way he took control, the fact that she had no power except what he gave her.
Jesus, he breathed. Never felt anything better than your mouth around my cock, baby.
She shivered in delight over his words, her nipples hardened, puckering into taut crests. She gasped when he reached down and took both nipples between his thumbs and forefingers, twisting gently, exerting just enough pressure to drive her insane without causing her pain. She licked leisurely from base to tip, letting the head rest precariously on her lips before sucking him back in and sliding her mouth down until her chin rested against his sack. She swallowed, milking the head with the back of her throat. He groaned, rewarding her effort with a twitch, and his fingers grew more aggressive at her breasts, eliciting a groan of her own.
"I've imagined you so many ways," Ash said in a strained voice. "Tied up, ass in the air, my mark on your skin, on your hands and knees, me taking you from behind, in your ass, in your pussy, you on top of me, riding me, me eating your sweet pussy while you suck my dick, you name it, I've imagined it." She shuddered, her body trembling almost violently as the images he provoked fired through her mind. "I won't always be this easy, baby," he murmured. "It's hard to hold back, but I don't want it to be too much too fast."
She tore her mouth away from his cock and stared up at him, her fingers wrapped around his erection.
"I don't want you to be easy, Ash. That's not why I'm with you. I want what you can give me. I need it."
He cupped her face in his hands and looked down, his expression tender.
"I love that you want that from me, Josie. I just want to make sure you're ready for it. You've been through a lot, and the last few days have been hectic and stressful for you."
"Yes, they have," she agreed.
"But do you know today was the best day? The first day in longer than I can remember where I was utterly content. I was happy, Ash, because of you. Because I was here. I sat in your living room painting, and all I could think was how content I was to be here, working, anticipating the moment when you called to let me know you were on your way home."
His eyes softened and went liquid green, the color almost electric.
"You take my breath away."
"Now," she said, rocking back on her heels as she positioned her mouth to take his cock again. "When do we get to the kinky part?"
Chapter 16. Ash was nearly undone by the sight of Josie on her knees, her mouth around his dick, just like he'd imagined so many times since seeing her that first day in the park. Now, she was his. In his apartment. His life. He knew she'd given him a precious gift. He didn't look beyond the fact that she offered him her trust. She'd placed her body and heart in his hands, and he'd do whatever it took to protect both. He'd never take for granted what this beautiful, courageous woman was giving him. He slid his hands through her hair, curling the strands around his fingers as he leaned into her, deeper, each stroke the most exquisite pleasure he'd ever experienced. He'd had many women. He'd been honest with Josie about that, but she was different, and he couldn't even say why definitively. There was something about her that just spoke to him on a different level. Made him think about permanency when that had never been an issue in his past relationships. But then, him and Jace fucking the same women could hardly be classified as actual relationships. It had been years since he'd spent any time with a woman one-on-one, and he found the idea appealed to him now. Josie appealed to him. She was on her knees before him, utterly submissive, And not only submissive, but she wanted the same things he wanted. Enjoyed the same kinks he enjoyed. There wasn't a more perfect woman for him. Of that, he was certain. He sank deep into her mouth, twitching at the back of her throat before sliding back out, enjoying the rasp of her tongue over the sensitive underside of his dick. Then he withdrew, watched as her eyes, aquamarine pools clouded with desire, found his. Wordlessly, he extended his hand down for hers to help her to her feet. As soon as she'd risen, he pulled her into his arms, crushing her against his chest. He kissed her, almost forgetting in his urgency to possess her mouth that he should take care. She still wore bruises. Her mouth was still tender. Yet it hadn't stopped him from fucking her mouth, even as gentle as he'd been.
"Let's go into the bedroom," he said gruffly. "I've been hard on your mouth. For now, I'll focus on other portions of your delectable body."
Her eyes flared with heat and anticipation. She'd asked him for kinky. He sure as hell could accommodate her there. His hands itched to redden her ass, to see his marks of possession on her body. It was a primitive urge that completely overtook him. He wanted to own her, for there to be no question as to his ownership. But as he guided her toward his bedroom, he acknowledged that he didn't want just to own her body. He wanted to own her heart. And while he would possess her body in short order, as he'd already possessed her once, it would take much more effort and time to own the parts of her she held most dear. Her heart, mind, and soul. He wanted them all. Wouldn't settle for anything less than all of her. Now he just had to convince her.
"Get on the bed. Lie on your stomach, hands behind you at the small of your back. I'll come to you as soon as I prepare everything."
She caught her breath, and color suffused her cheeks. He could see her breathing had sped up, and excitement reflected in her gaze. Her hand slid from his, leaving him bereft of her touch. Then, she walked to his bed and positioned herself as he'd directed. He collected the items he needed from his closet, a leather strap. He was confident it would bring her and himself great pleasure. A length of rope. He dropped the rope on the bed and then positioned his knee between her splayed thighs. He gathered her wrists in one hand and then began coiling the silken rope around them, binding them together. She gasped softly. He could feel the tension coiling in her body. When he had her wrists securely tied, he stepped back. "Up on your knees," he said firmly, injecting a bite of command into his tone. "Ass in the air, cheek against the mattress." She struggled upward, and he reached underneath her, splaying his hand over her soft belly. He helped her upward until her knees found purchase in the mattress, and she rested her face against the bed. Satisfied with her position, he stepped back again to retrieve the leather strap.
"Have you done this before, Josie? I don't want it to be too much. You need to let me know what you can take."
"Yes," she whispered. "And I can take a lot, Ash. Don't hold back. I need it. Want it."
He leaned forward, blanketing her with his body.
"If it's too much, at any time, you say stop. Understand? It all ends with that word, darling."
A shudder rolled through her body. She liked endearments. He liked her reaction every time he used them. Then he stepped back once more and smoothed a hand over her plump ass.
12, he said. 12 marks you'll wear on your skin. When I'm certain you're with me, we'll graduate to more. But for now, we start at a dozen.
She nodded, her eyes closed, her lips tight with anticipation. He didn't make her wait any longer. The first snap of leather against her skin was loud in the silence. She jumped, the red immediately blazing across her ass. Then a soft moan escaped her lips, the sound intoxicating to him. Again, he expertly delivered the blow, the other cheek this time. Red shimmered, coloring her skin, the contrast between the paler, untouched skin and where the leather had kissed beautiful and striking. She squirmed restlessly as he administered the third, fourth, and fifth. By the ninth, she was softly begging.
"More.
harder.
The last three, Josie. They'll be harder. And then, I'm going to fuck your sweet ass. Think you can take that?
Ash.
His name came out a moan, a desperate plea. Yeah, she was with him. More than with him. He was holding back, and she didn't want that.
He allowed more power into the tenth stroke, watching her closely, how she took the pain. It was there, at first. But just as quickly as the pain registered, she converted it, pushed it away, and embraced the pleasure. Her eyes, open now, were soft and dreamy, as if she'd escaped into another world. He wasn't used to tempering his movements, to holding himself back. He'd held back with Bethany that night he and Jace had been with her together because Jace wouldn't allow him to do anything but. But Josie was important, different. He wanted to cherish her, be gentle and patient, even when she herself exuded impatience with his reserve. There would be plenty of time for him to give her everything. For now, he wanted to make sure she was with him every step of the way, that he didn't cross the line and cause her more pain than pleasure. He gave her the 11th and then paused, savoring the last, wanting her edgy and needing. She twisted restlessly, arching back. He didn't even know if she was cognizant of the way her body begged for more.
12, Josie. Take the last. Give it to me. Everything you have.
He brought the strap down, harder than the previous times, taking care not to hit the same spots he'd hit before. The crack sounded. Her surprised yelp faded into a moan, a soft, sweet sigh of pleasure that prickled the hair at his nape and dove deep under his skin. His dick was rigid, so hard it was painful. He wanted inside her body, deep in her ass. It was the one part of her he hadn't possessed yet, the final hurdle in his complete ownership of her body. He dropped the strap, impatient to be inside her. But he held himself back, forcing himself to take the care he needed to ensure she could take him with no pain. He took his time applying the lubricant, stretching her opening, adding one finger and then two, applying the gel inside and out. Then he squirted more into his hand and rubbed it down the length of his erection. A groan escaped him. His dick hated his hand. It wasn't what it wanted. His cock wanted inside her. He pushed forward, cupping her rosy buttocks in his palms before spreading them so her opening was bared to him. Then he circled his erection with one hand, palming the base, and guided it against her entrance. She presented the most erotic image, kneeling, ass presented, her hands bound and secured at the small of her back, utterly helpless to do anything but take whatever he gave her. He tucked the head of his cock to the puckered opening and began to press forward, taking his time and exerting patience he hadn't known he possessed. She moaned as he began to push inward, stretching her tight ring around the thick width of his dick.
"Don't fight it, baby. Push back and let me inside," he soothed. "It's going to feel so good when I'm inside you."
He reached underneath her, circling her waist. His fingers splayed wide against her belly. Then he lowered his fingers, delving into the damp curls to find her clitoris. As soon as his finger brushed over the taut bud, she jerked in reaction, and he took advantage of that burst of pleasure to thrust hard. She gasped as her body opened, surrendering to his invasion. He closed his eyes and breathed harshly through his nose as he fought off his release. God, she was so tight around him, gripping him like a fist, and he was only halfway in. He stroked once more over her clit, exerting just the right amount of pressure, and when she began to buck back toward him, he used his strength to push himself the rest of the way in, to the balls. She enveloped him, swallowing him whole. His thighs rested against her ass as he heaved for breath.
"I'm close," she whispered desperately. "I can't hold it off, Ash. Oh, God."
He moved his finger, just for a moment, waiting for her to catch up. He didn't want her to come yet. It would make his possession too painful. She needed to be with him the whole way. The minute she orgasmed, the edgy buildup would be lost and he'd hurt her.
Not until I do,
he commanded, withdrawing a bit so he could push back into her.
And I'm not ready yet, baby. You feel so damn good. Going to enjoy this sweet ass a little longer before I come inside you.
She moaned again, her ass clenching hard around his cock. He withdrew and thrust forward again, careful to keep his fingers from her clit. Then he touched her again, testing just how close she was to falling over. The moment her body tightened, he took his finger away again, earning him a desperate sound of agitation and impatience.
He smiled. So responsive. So fucking beautiful. And all his.
He was balls deep inside her ass, no part of her body untouched by him. She wore his marks on that beautiful ass, and still, she wanted more.
Fucking perfect.
He began to thrust harder, rhythmically, a drive to completion. As soon as he felt his balls draw up and the rush begin to hurtle over him, he began to stroke her clit again, wanting her with him, wanting them both to fly over that edge together. With his free hand, he curled his fingers around her bound wrists, gripping the rope, holding it and using it to pull her back hard against him to meet his thrusts. She let out a sharp cry, one that worried him for a moment because he feared he was hurting her. But she was thrusting back against him, desperate for more.
Get there, Josie, he rasped out. Come for me, baby. I'm there. I'm coming. Fuck me.
His fingers never left her clit, even as his own orgasm swarmed over him. The room blurred around him. He closed his eyes as he strained into her, as he yanked her back to meet his demanding thrusts. The first spurt of his release was painful, edgy, overwhelming. Still, he continued to thrust, bathing her insides with his hot semen until it seeped from her opening and ran down the inside of her leg. The visual spurred his orgasm to further heights. Seeing the evidence of his possession on her body was supremely satisfying. He'd never been so gratified before. His name tore hoarsely from her mouth. Her entire body tightened, her fingers balled into tight fists underneath his hand. Her body shook and trembled, and then she slid down, her knees losing purchase on the bed. He went with her, his hands sliding from between her legs to brace himself on the bed so she didn't bear his full weight. But he let her have some of it. The feel of her beneath him, of the way he blanketed her body, hit him hard. He loved it. Nothing was more satisfying than her beneath him, him deeply embedded in her body. When it became evident that his weight was likely too much and that she struggled to catch up in her breathing, he shifted, causing them both to moan as he began to retreat from her ass. Gently, he pulled the rest of the way out, holding himself up on his palms as he looked down at her reddened ass, the distended opening where he'd been just seconds before, and the traces of his semen on her skin.
Fucking beautiful, he murmured. Never a more beautiful sight, baby.
She sighed, her eyelashes fluttering against her cheek. Then he loosened the bonds at her wrists and leaned in to scoop her into his arms. She nestled against his chest as he carried her into the bathroom. He set her down on the commode only long enough to turn on the shower and wait for the water to heat. Then he pulled her into the shower with him and washed every inch of her skin with gentle hands.
Too much,
he murmured as he stroked a hand over her cheek. She looked up at him, her eyes still glazed with passion, and she smiled, a beautiful, gut-tightening smile that made him want to take her all over again.
Never too much, she whispered. It was wonderful, Ash. I loved it.
He leaned down to kiss her as the hot spray rained down on them both.
Glad to hear you were with me, sweetness. Because it's definitely something I want to do again. Never going to have enough of you.
She circled his neck, hugging him as she returned his kiss. He reached up behind her to turn off the water, and then he ushered her out to wrap a towel around her so she wouldn't get cold. After she was dry, he wrapped his robe around her and tied the ends so she was completely covered.
It's early yet. You want to go out and get something to eat, or would you prefer me to order in and us eat here?
She paused a moment, her hands thrust into the pockets of the robe. The towel he'd wrapped her hair in was perched atop her head, and she'd never looked more beautiful than she did right here, wearing his robe, in his bathroom, while they discussed their plans for the evening.
"I'd like to eat in, here with you, if that's okay," she said. "This is our first night together. I mean, not exactly, but it's the first day of you going to work and coming home. I'd like to spend it alone with you."
He smiled, because he understood what she was saying. He had no desire to share her with the world yet. It suited him just fine to stay behind the doors of his apartment, prolonging the inevitable, when they both would go out together. He wanted to introduce her to Jace and Bethany, Gabe and Mia. He wanted to share her with his friends, hoped they'd become her friends as well. But for now, he was content to let it remain only the two of them for as long as they could hold off the outside world. He leaned in to kiss her, brushing his lips long and sweet over hers.
"That sounds perfect to me. I'll order the food, and you can show me what you worked on today."
Chapter 17. Ash fingered the choker he'd had designed for Josie as he waited for Jace to make his appearance in Ash's office. He'd known exactly what he wanted for Josie, but finding someone who could custom design it in a matter of days had been challenging. But he found, as with everything else, if you had enough money, nothing was impossible. He'd chosen bronze because he loved the contrast of the golden metal against Josie's fair skin, and it matched well with the golden streaks in her hair. But the stones, he'd been adamant that they match her eyes. Aquamarines, rarely found on the market, were embedded in the metal, creating a dazzling jeweled choker that would look stunning against her skin and provide a perfect accompaniment to her gorgeous eyes. He could have chosen blue topaz, but they weren't as rare or as expensive, and he wanted only the best for Josie. Smaller diamonds crusted the edge, providing a glittering border around the choker. And in between the aquamarines were smaller emeralds, just to provide a richer array of color. He'd wanted vibrant, something that reflected her personality, not just some dull, colorless piece of jewelry chosen without thought or care for the person receiving it. The result, he had to admit, was stunning. He knew, without her seeing it first, that she would love it. And the timing was perfect, because he hadn't felt as though he could take this step with Josie until after the situation with Michael had been addressed. Tonight, he would be taken care of, and then Ash's focus would be solely on Josie. Michael would no longer be a threat. The entire week, Ash had been adamant that Josie remain in his apartment. He hadn't wanted her going out, and the one time she had, a trip to the gallery to bring Mr. Downing more artwork and also to pick up her check for the last pieces, he'd sent his driver with her, and his driver had accompanied her inside. Ash hadn't wanted to take any chances that Michael would be lying in wait for her or that he'd make a public scene, which Ash knew would appall Josie and embarrass her. He hadn't explained to Josie why he'd been so forceful in his expectations, or why he'd told her that the next week she would be granted more freedom to do as she liked. He could hardly tell her that he had to first take care of the asshole who'd put his hands on her. None of what he had planned would touch Josie. He'd make damn sure of that. And neither would Michael ever touch her again. A sound at the door had him looking up to see Jace coming through. His friend's expression was grim and worried, but then Ash had already told him why he needed to see him.
"I've got everything set for tonight," Jace said quietly.
"Bethany's out, right?" Ash asked. He'd been explicit. While Jace would be involved, at least in the capacity of providing an alibi for Ash, he hadn't wanted Bethany to have any part in lying for him. Just as none of this would ever touch Josie, neither did he want it to touch Bethany. She'd had enough hardship in her life, and Ash wasn't about to pile on more. Jace nodded. "I told her, just as you've told Josie, that we have an important meeting here at the office. I've set up the conference call with investors. You'll be here at the start so they all get a good look at you. You'll get up a few minutes in and excuse yourself to go to the bathroom. Mute the call for a period, but then it gets a little tricky because you'll have to continue to conduct the conference call while you're on your way. If I angle the monitor just right, I can make the primary focus and have your guy come in and sit in the background. Your coat, him there, but you on the actual call. Make sure they hear you periodically. I've arranged for the building's security monitors to go down right before the time you leave, so no cameras will catch you departing. I have an extra security badge you can use to buzz out, so according to the logs, you'll still be here with me, and if necessary, I'll use your badge to leave when I go. I can only make the call go on for so long, so once you go silent to handle your situation, you need to make it quick and then pipe back in so it appears you were there for the entire call. It would be best if you come straight back here so we can both leave together once the cameras all go back online. Ash nodded. Thanks, man.
Means a lot.
And just so you know, if shit goes down, you're clean. I won't let this fall back on you.
Just make sure shit doesn't go down, Jace said in a dry tone. I still think you should have someone else handle this.
You're risking a fuck of a lot by doing this yourself. Ash's lips tightened.
I want my point made, and the best way to do that is to deliver the message myself. I want this fucker scared shitless. I want him to know that I have him by the balls, and after I beat the shit out of him, I want him to know that I can easily ruin him if he ever steps out of line again.
Jace's smile was rueful.
Have to admit, you have a point. Also have to